the fifth day of the blessed month of Tuba, the martyrdom of St. Eugenius the soldier. On this day, in the year 362 AD, St. Eugenius the soldier was martyred. He was a soldier in the army of Emperor Constantine and was a pious Christian, and he was distinguished by his merciful deeds to the poor. When Emperor Constantine saw the sign of the cross in the heavens, under which was written, "By this you will conquer," he could not understand its significance. He summoned the pious soldier Eugenius and inquired from him about this sign. And Eugenius replied that this is a sign of the Lord Christ. St. Eugenius lived until the days of Emperor Julian the Infidel, or also called Julian the Apostate. One day, when Eugenius was walking in one of the streets of Antioch, he found two men arguing. They stopped him and asked him to judge between them, for he was an honorable old man by then. And Eugenius rightly judged and made peace between them. But the evil man accused Eugenius before Emperor Julian that he had made himself a ruler and a judge for the people of the city. The emperor summoned St. Eugenius and rebuked him, saying, "Who has appointed you a judge and a ruler?" And St. Eugenius replied with great courage, "I am not, but you have forsaken the worship of the true God to worship satanic idols." The emperor became angry, and he commanded that Eugenius be crucified and placed torches to his sides. The saint endured patiently and with thanksgiving. And finally, the emperor commanded that St. Eugenius be beheaded, and so Eugenius received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 304 AD, St. Benecarus the Persian was martyred. He was employed by the Roman army and was promoted in the ranks until he reached the rank of commander, and the king loved him for his courage. He had even met St. Theodore the Oriental and St. Leontius, and they became friends. When Emperor Diocletian heard of them, he summoned the saints and inquired from them about the reason of this friendship. He sent St. Benicarus to Armenius, the governor of Alexandria, and the five western cities called Pentapolis, along with four soldiers. The governor was in one of the five cities, and so he ordered to imprison Benicarus. The Lord Christ appeared to him to encourage and strengthen him. And the next day, they set Benicarus on a chair full of nails and placed on his head a hot helmet and lit fire under him. The Lord sent his angel who saved Benicarus. Later on, they hanged Benicarus with his head downwards and lit fires under him. But the angel of the Lord saved him again. And after a series of tortures through which the angel of the Lord saved him, the governor ordered that Benicarus be beheaded. And so Benicarus received the crown of martyrdom. A prince called Theognostus came forward and carried the body of Benicarus to his house and hid it until the end of the era of persecution. And then he built a great church for him. May the prayers of Benicarus be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day of the year 1300 AD, Pope Theodosius II, the 79th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This Holy Father was born in the village of Menial Bani Kosib, and he became a monk in the monastery of Abu Fana by the name of the monk Theodosius. When the patriarchal throne became vacant after the departure of Pope Ioannis VII, the 77th patriarch, the bishops chose this father, and he was ordained a priest in the monastery, and then they brought him to Cairo. He was consecrated patriarch in the year 1294 AD, and the persecution against the Copts, which was incited during the papacy of his predecessor, eased down during his days. In the year 1299 AD, this Holy Father consecrated the Holy Myron in the Church of St. Mercurius Abu Safain in Old Cairo, along with 12 bishops. He remained on the apostolic throne for 5 years, 5 months, and 28 days, and then departed in peace, and he was buried in El Nastor Monastery in El Basatun. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 1408 AD, Pope Matthias I, or Matthew, the 87th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This Holy Father was born in the village of Bani Roah in the district of El Ashmuin. He became a monk in the monastery of Abu Fana, which was nearby his hometown. And after several years, he went to the monastery of the Virgin St. Mary, known as El Muharik Monastery, and dwelt there by the name of the monk Matthew. Because of his many virtues, he was ordained a priest. Later on, he went to the monastery of St. Anthony and was serving as a deacon and did not tell anyone that he was a priest. One day, while he was serving in the sanctuary, a hand came out of the altar and censed him with the censer 3 times. The elders of the monastery realized that he was a priest and that one day he would be patriarch. He escaped from the monastery for his fear of the vain glory and went to Jerusalem. And there he worked as a hired hand and spending his nights in prayers. He eventually went back to the monastery of St. Anthony, and he was a contemporary to St. Marcus L. Antony, and they both suffered many hardships at the hands of Prince Yelbuga, the governor of the country. Matthias was even imprisoned for a while, but after his release from prison, he went to El Muharik Monastery and became an example and guide to the monks. After the departure of Pope Gabriel IV, the bishops and lay leaders gathered and unanimously agreed to choose the priest Matthew El Muharaki to be the patriarch. When he heard the news, he ran, but with divine providence, the people found him and took him to Cairo. Trying to escape the title of patriarch, Matthias took a scissor and cut off the tip of his tongue, but the Lord healed him and he was able to speak. And everyone realized that he was the chosen of God and was consecrated patriarch in the year 1378 AD. As patriarch, Matthias continued his asceticism and humility and took great care of the monasteries and convents. He also took care of the poor people and those who were in need. Pope Matthias fell ill with a fever when he was more than 70 years old, and that led to his repose into heaven. He had sat on the apostolic throne for 30 years, 5 months and 6 days, and he was buried in the tomb of the patriarchs below the church of the Saint Anba Ruiz in Cairo. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.